Sacramento County to spend nearly $5 million on homeless parking lot for 30 guests. Sacramento County supervisors in Northern California voted November 7 to fund the construction of a safe parking site intended to provide services and amenities for homeless individuals living in their vehicles at a cost of $4.8 million over 31 months. Officials said such was needed to address the growing problem of homelessness in the area. Homelessness is one of the biggest issues facing the Sacramento region, and the county has made significant investments to increase services, shelter capacity, and housing support for people experiencing homelessness, a representative from the state's Housing Department and General Services Division wrote to supervisors in support of the measure. Despite these efforts, homelessness is on the rise and is affecting communities throughout the county. Funding for the site will be through grants, $1.3 million from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, and approximately $3.5 million from the state, which has already been earmarked for such a use. A contract with CityNet, a homeless services nonprofit, will provide services and amenities at anticipated costs of nearly $4,000 per month per guest, based on calculations provided in the proposal. Property was purchased at 4837 Watt Avenue, totaling 13.5 acres including a 130,000-square-foot warehouse, in the northeast region of Sacramento after the county's Board of Supervisors voted in October 2022 to acquire the land for such a purpose. The original plan was for 50 spaces, but revised numbers indicate enough room for 30 guests, dictated by the number of restrooms available, according to officials. Construction is expected to begin in the coming weeks, with the site slated to open in early 2024. No application process to park and stay at the site is involved. Instead, outreach will be used to identify individuals, with invitations extended to those meeting eligibility requirements in the nearby Roseville Road and McClellan Business Park area. Officials noted that individuals living in cars are generally more difficult to transition into shelters, as they are reluctant to relinquish their vehicles. We envision providing a safe parking program to allow them to transition out of living in a vehicle into either shelter or housing, Emily Halkin, Sacramento County's Department of Homeless Services and Housing Director, said during the meeting. We recognize that this is a short-term solution and not intended to be a place where people are sheltered in their vehicles. Adults 18 and older living in vehicles in the area will be considered, and though documents included with the presentation say that no RVs or campers will be allowed, officials contradicted that during the meeting, saying such would be considered. No drugs or alcohol are allowed, and any illegal drug use is grounds for immediate disqualification and eviction, according to officials. Stated goals of the program include helping residents fix their automobiles or assist with sales or disposal when they find more permanent housing. Amenities including food, laundry, and sanitation will be provided at the site, and those staying will be expected to participate in services designed to help them find employment and housing, according to officials. Supervisor Pat Hume questioned the potential for liability issues, given no requirement for vehicles to have current registration or insurance if people are allowed to drive away and return to the facility, though the county attorney responded that such should not be an issue.